You know, turning 18, finishing school in Broome, and coming back home, it's like everything's happening all at once. I'm working at the rec center now, and I've got all these ideas about starting a youth program, but learning about voting and democracy, that wasn't something I was thinking much about. Then Uncle Jimmy starts taking me fishing, using all these stories to teach me about having a say in community. At first I thought, what's fishing got to do with voting? But you know what? It started making sense. Each piece of fishing gear is teaching me something different about democracy. It's a proper deadly way of learning. Growing up in Broome for school and being here at home, you learn different things. In Broome, it was all about new technology, social media, and making music. Back home, it's connecting with country, learning from elders, and understanding our culture deeper. I reckon our generation's got to be good at both, keeping culture strong while using new tools to make our voices heard. Like this morning, I was helping Uncle Jimmy record traditional stories on my phone, then editing them into short videos so our young fellas will watch them. He reckons it's deadly seeing old knowledge shared in new ways. Says democracy's like that too, using new ways to protect old values. At the rec center, I see what all our mob need. We need more programs and more opportunities, but not just any programs, ones that respect our culture while giving us skills for today. So what's my dream? I want to create a youth hub where we can learn both ways, digital skills and traditional knowledge, side by side. Sometimes it feels like we're living in two worlds. One minute I'm helping elders with their phone, next minute they're teaching me about country. But that's our strength, isn't it? We can take the best from both worlds. Use social media to speak up for our people. Use videos to share cultural stories. Use democracy to fight for our rights. I've got big plans for our young people. I want to see us running our own programs and making decisions about our future. Imagine a youth council where we have real say in community decisions, or using technology to connect with other young Indigenous leaders across Australia. We could share ideas, support each other, and make change happen. The first time I enrolled to vote, it was pretty special. Mum and Uncle Jimmy told me, before I did it, that it was a really important thing to do, since a lot of young fellas in the past weren't allowed to vote, and many of our mob had to fight for this right. Some of my mates don't see the point in voting or getting involved in community stuff. I tell them what Uncle Jimmy taught me, if we don't speak up, others will make decisions for us. If we don't do it, it won't get done right. It's time to make our voices heard, because at the end of the day, it's all about making things better for mob now and in the future. Whether that's by starting youth programs, using social media to share our stories, or voting for what's best for our people. I'm in. How about you?